For all. I am alone here. My partner is ill. Sorry. One question for you. Do you know that in the world there are several kinds of English? British English, Australian English, Canadian English, and American English. But now there's a new kind of English, Nestor Sanchez English. So you need to learn it. And the final, if you learn nothing about the lesson, you don't know Nestor Sanchez English. Okay? So patient with me, and because I have patience with you. There is one friend, Jesus Gutierrez. How are you? Good, nice to meet you again. Oh, ahora nos hablamos en español. Okay, we began now with this lesson, and I hope that teach us something that is necessary to be in holiness, because it is one thing not important, no more important, but necessary to be in holiness. And this moment, we need to go back to the beginning, when the Lord put the man in the garden, Eden. If the thing were very good for the man, because he was doing three things: fearing God, believe God, and obey God. Obeying. What are you?
Put the microphone on.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yo, I'm not. No se escucha ya. Can you listen? Okay. Thank you. Okay. I forgot what I am saying. Okay. Come back. Let's go back to the beginning. The first text that we take this night to read is Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. The Bible says so, and Jehovah God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And when we review this text, it says that the Lord put the man in the garden to work, to maintain, and to care, and not to stay lazy, idle, unemployed. God does not accept the laziness, never, in no one area of the life. For this reason, if we want to be well with God, we must not practice the idol or laziness. Come back to the beginning to do like God says, respect the work. If some people want to stay lazy, and without do nothing, is not good in the mind of God. For this reason, He give us this commandment that do something to stay with occupied always. And the following text says, and Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, and to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I command you, saying, you shall not eat of it,
The ground is cursed for your sake, is pain. In pain shall you eat of it all the day of your life. Genesis 3, verse 18 through 19. It shall also bring forth thorns and thistles. The word I said you. And you shall eat the earth of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. For thus you are, and to thus you shall return. Here is we can see one change, because in the beginning God put the men to care the garden, to work, and to maintain the garden. But now continue the commandment, but out of the garden. And the men need to work. But now he must suffer to get the food and all the things that he needs to live in this world. It's different, the situation. And many people in this day, even in the day of the church, wanted to live depending to the work of other people. And that is not good. Because the commandment is that we must gain that our support for our hand. Are you understanding? You have face of doubt. And I understand. Yo comprendo. So, and the following text in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10 and 12. The Bible says, I'm looking the word, and don't advance now. I need that he advance. It advance. Not like that. Says the Bible. For even when we were with you, we command you this, that if anyone could not work, neither should he eat. Now we command and exhort those who are such by our Lord Jesus Christ that they work with quietness and eat their own bread. In that time, many people was waiting for the end of the world. And some brothers in Christ decided to live that the other people have and don't work. So they were doing nothing for to live. And the Apostle Paul says here to the Thessalonians people that anyone eat of their own work. And the time, the Church of Christ and the day of the apostles, and this day, many people do it, want to live that other people produce and don't want to produce their own food and they need it. But it's not good. We must gain our needs to, because this is the idea in the beginning of God. So it's necessary to work to pleasant God. And this is first point about the 4 points here in this lesson, the work. The prayer is to come back to the beginning, to do exactly how God did in the beginning. Work and gain our food and all the things that we need in this world by own our hand, not depending the other work, the other people. Now, we have here another commandment. It says, Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, verse 17. And Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree in the garden, but you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Here we have the first known commandment. This commandment includes permission and prohibition. The permission includes eating the fruit of all the trees, including the fruit of the tree of life. It is always advisable to hear very carefully, to believe everything God says, and to obey all that He commands. Because the result is peace and holiness with God. When we obey exactly, when you hear the Lord's word, you with attention and dedication, you can receive the message exactly that God is giving us. And when you receive the message exactly with all the thought that God includes in His word, you can believe exactly that God wants we believe. And we can adore God like He says. And our worship is exactly like God says. And when we do these steps, is coming other. Obeying God. And obeying exactly God says. It is necessary to do three things. Hear, believe, and obey. It's coming to my mind. Please help me. And Nehemiah chapter 8. It is not in the computer, but I remember in this moment. Okay, chapter 8, verse 3. Please, brother.
And he read from it in the open square that was in the front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law.
Yeah. And this text in the Bible in Spanish says they were attentive that the preacher was saying. put their ears. In this form, they can understand exactly that God command. And then they can adore God like He wants. Many people is adoring God in these times, but in the manner that they think. One time I was talking with a man about the music, instrument, musical, of music. And I was saying that the Bible don't command, and in the New Testament, to use, don't permit, use instrument, musical. And he says, after several minutes in the discussion, said, okay, you're right. But I want to adore God in this way. When the people says this word, the people is adoring itself, not God. Because to God, we must adore how He says, not how I want. Are you agree about it, brother? Yeah? Okay. So, it's very, very necessary to hear, believe, and obey exactly what God says. No excuse. There is no excuse to do another things. Because the word here is clearly. Says the text, and Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree in the garden, but you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. God says, you will die if you eat the tree of the knowledge and knowledge of good and evil. We must believe God, this sentence. See? Bah. Se me salió el chileno. We must believe it. Sorry. Because when you listen, believe, can obey exactly God says about His commandment. Here in Psalm chapter 19, verse 8, 7 and 8, says, the law of Jehovah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure, making the simple wise. The precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Jehovah are pure, giving light to eyes. The fear of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether, more to be desired than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Here are the virtues and qualities of the law of God that makes men faithful and pleasant being in the eyes of the Lord. First of all, the law of the Lord is good, giving new life. It's medicine, transforms life. It infuses new breath into the soul. Breath. nueva vida. So, we do well listening it, believing it, and obey it. Then, this law is safe, instructs the ignorant, it's faithful and trustworthy. When the Bible says the precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoice in the heart, it bring joy, glad, and comfort to the heart. And I remember in Luke, in this moment, chapter 15, please, verse 7. Okay, verse 10.
Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Okay. When some sinner repent, and after listening to the Lord's commandment, and they decide to obey God and come back, Because when the people sin is go far away of God. Agree? Okay. So when the people repent, change their mind and decide come back to God. And that moment, there is joy in the heart. Here in the earth, between the man of will, good or good will, the same. and the angel of the heaven, and in the heaven. So I remember this moment, one text. At verse 18, Luke and 15:18.
I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
Okay, when the people recognize their sins and decide to come back to God, like this man decided to come back to his father, this moment produces joy in the heart. For this reason, when the people, the law of God says in Psalms chapter 19, verse 17, says, the precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of God are pure, giving light to the eyes. The commandments of God are pure and bring light to the understanding of the man. Because we are far away of God, we are in the dark oscuridad. Okay? So when we listen the Lord's word, it bring light to the comprehension. Our comprehension. For this reason, it's necessary to listen. Here we have strong, very strong reasons to obey, to believe and obey the Lord things. The law of God. With this text, I have a strong reason to hear, believe, and obey God's law. No law of man can be as perfect and beneficial for the man as God's law. In the world, in the government, every day, in different countries of the world, are doing several kind of law to looking for the beneficial of the men. But no one of those law are perfect like the law of God. No one. If we some many times submit our will to the law of the man, we have a big reason now, a strong reason to submit our soul, our life, our will to the law of God. Because the Psalm says all of this quality and virtues of the law of God says more to be desired than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. And the verse 11 says, and your servant is warned by them. In keeping them, there is a great reward. Imagine you if Adam obey all the law, the law of God, always. We will be not here. No? No? Always I thinking in Aram, why he did that. So it's necessary, again, to attend the Lord's word every day, every moment of our life. If we want someday to go to heaven, for me it's the Eden, spiritual. We must take one lesson of Adam and not do that he did, because the consequence will be go to the hell. In a bad lesson, you can find a good lesson, or no? Yeah? If you think in Judas, who betrayed God, Christ, he did bad? Yes, he did bad. But, oof. I can take one good lesson for me. What is the lesson? Do not do the same. Are you right? Agree? Okay. If you are not agree, you say. Okay? Yeah. This, and your servant is warned by them. And a warning is warning, the same. If we stay permanently in the Lord's law, we are benefited with it, the Lord's word, okay? And then we receive something, reward. What is this reward? All the promises that God did for us. You receive forgiveness of sins. You receive eternal life. You receive the opportunity to see God face to face. For me, it's marvelous. Never in the life I imagine to see God face to face. But certainly, I have the opportunity. And I don't want to lost this opportunity. If I lost this opportunity, is my acts more crazy in my life, or no? So, we go advancing. Third point. Okay. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and 22 says, when Jehovah God said, it is not good that the man should be alone, I will make a helper suitable for him. And Jehovah God made the rib which he has taken from the man into a woman, and he brought her to the man. When the Lord says it's not good, then it's not good. Yes. Many people want to change the word of God like the devil. When the people want to change and put another point different about the law of the Lord, is doing the devil's work. Remember you in Genesis? Oh, okay. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. My helper, please.
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Continue, please.
And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
Okay. Here, the woman commit a big wrong. Because, first of all, she and his husband were listening to God and believing God and obeying God, and they were happy. They had faith in God. But then, when they put their ears to the word of the devil, they changed. And their faith was in the devil. And this is the moment the unhappy of the human. Yes. Yes. For this reason, every time when we disobey God, we are unhappy. Or no? Yes. It's the same. The story is again. If the man don't learn of his story is condemned to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat the story. The unhappiness is over us. Here, when the Lord says it's not good, then it's not good. Don't go against God because we lost. Yes. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, 7, 1 through 5, please. I remember this story in Spanish, and but the brother will read. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 through 5, please.
Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
Okay, this is the one of a reason for that is no good, the fornication, that the man be alone. Other one, as in Genesis chapter 19, verse 5 and 7 says, and they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men which came into you this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. And he said, I pray you, brothers, do not act evilly. What was the idea of the men? They wanted to commit an act evilly. Bad act. Relation with the sexual activity. And we have other thing. Here, ya pasamos el Corintio. In the text of Judah, 1:10 says the following. But what things they do not know, they speak evil of, and what things they understand naturally, like the animal, without reason, they are corrupted by this. When the people practice aberrations, sexual aberrations, it's like the animals that have no reason. Do you know why? Because the animal were not do like a God, conform a God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. The men, yes. You, and me, all of us were made in the semejanza. Image. Thank you. You are going to with me. And bring to image of God, but not the animal. And the animal practice aberration, sexual aberration, and other practice because they act, work for impulse. But we must act by reason because we were made to image of God. It's different. When the people today, homosexual, lesbianism, transgender, are practicing this aberration, sexual aberration, they have one conduct like the animal. Yes, like the animal, because they are not reasoning. They are a function? ¿Funcionan? ¿Ah? Bring. By impulse. So, this is point has to be with all that we must go. We respect the woman and the man. One thing that I want to know for that here is it. When some people read that God said it's not good that the man be alone, I will do how is it? In English? Help? Helper? Okay. Una, and bring a woman to the men, they think that God bring a slave. Yes. And they saw the woman like this furniture that they can use and left when they want. This is not correct. It's not correct. For this reason, the Lord says, one, help, one helper. And sometimes in Matthew chapter 19, verse 3 and 4, the Pharisees came to him, tempting him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and female, and said, for this cause a man shall leave father and mother and shall cling to his wife, and the two of them shall be one flesh. Therefore, they are not longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God joined together, let no man separate. It is the law for the marriage. Yes? In my country, today, you can marry today in the morning, and afternoon, you can separate. Any cause? And it is legal. Because the law of the man says it's legal. But we must remember that the law of God is superior to the law of the man. Why? Because it's superior to the man. Simply. The law of God with respect to the marriage is superior to the law of the man because God is first, that the men. Something people says, I marriage, legal. And I separate, divorce, legal too. What for the cause? Okay. Nestor is without hair now. So it's not nice. Like when he was young, because I was young too, many years ago. Woo, I have good memory. And Anikos, like the Pharisees, the people want to separate now. But the law of God says only one reason. And Jesus says to the Pharisees, go to the beginning to know the law of God. about the marriage. Go. All the people in this time need to do the same. But the people is not conform, is not agree with the law of God with respect to the marriage. Says, therefore, they are not longer two, but one flesh. What means one flesh? One flesh has various implications, including emotional and physical intimacy. Is that the word? Intimacy, okay. My helper. Intimacy, the conception of children, the training and raising of the children, supplying food, a roof over their head, health, education, and affection, and spiritual growth, and the same respect for the parents or close relatives. This represents the plan of God for the family and the home. Today, society without God has abandoned this plan. But not today. The Pharisee here did the same. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 23, there are eight. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. With this thought, I am calling to the people to come back to the beginning with respect to the marriage, and with respect the work, and with respect the obey the commandment of God. We need to do all things if we conduce our life with the law, we are happy now and the eternity. For this reason, brother, friend, come back to the beginning again. But one point more. Said 25, Genesis 2, 25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Come back to the beginning again? Huh? We can say come back again to the beginning? Why not? Many people think so. And you go to the beach, and some places says the people is practicing the nakedness. Okay. When the man sin, says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 25, and for Adam and his wife, Jehovah God made coats of skin and clothed them. Why? Because the man and the woman were ashamed. Many people today go naked. And I can see sometimes in some Church of Christ and other part that the member of the church, the women are sit here with a leg here, and I can said, oh, that they are eating. It's horrible because they don't want to dress like God dressed the man and the woman. And some of the Christians said, okay, if we want, we must go to the beginning, go, but with all, with the naked too. No, sir, no. Says here, and for Adam and his wife, Jehovah God made coats of skin and clothes them. Revelation chapter 3, verse 18 says, I counsel you to buy from me gold purified by fire, so that you may be rich, and white clothing, so that you may be clothed, and so that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, so that you may see. God, Jesus Christ, dress us in a spiritual thing with his word. Ah, I remember Ephesians chapter 6, maybe. Yes, yes. But no, there. And, really? No? Okay. You could the hand. Here the Bible says that God can clothe our souls with his word. And the religion of God, the religion of Christ, don't begin out to in, but in to out. So if we receive the Lord's word and obey exactly like he says, we are dressed in and out, well dressed. Dressed. Bien vestidos. So, to finish, we have seen some point. First point, the work. Second point, what was second point?
Obedience
to what? Commandments of God, because the commandments of God are had a very virtuous. Then marriage, and now naked. With this point, we finish for today. Oh no! My God! Only one. Well, friend, a preacher said, last text and I finish. But always he continue. And one brother said, brother, you told one text, one more, and I finish. And you never finished. I said, no one more text, one more nothing. No more. So, this more, and this more, and this more. Okay? The name Nestor Sanchez. As obedient children, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, 16. As obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but according to the Holy One who has called you, you also become holy in all conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. If we want to live in holiness, to like a child of God, our Father, like says Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, we must imitate of God. We necessary must go to the beginning. and obey exactly all God said. Remember, we must hear, believe, and obey. That was exactly that Abraham did and was called enemy of God. Yes? Are you agree? Why not? Do you know more me? Huh? Yes. Friend of God for the obedience. He had a one faith with that justified him before God. Thank you for your patience. And if you understand this lesson, you know Nestor Sanchez English. Okay? God bless.